You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Thanks for being with us today. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. Is anyone finding fun things to do? I'm still doing school during the day, so it seems I cannot escape math no matter the time or day. I found myself estimating how many rolls of toilet paper we have left until we need to order more for delivery, which Amazon seems to suggest may take about 30 days. Maybe that's why people are hoarding it. Nobody can figure out when the next delivery is coming, so they get as much as they can when they have the chance. Well, we are on day infinity, so it seems, of this quarantine. I miss my friends, I miss my city, I miss shows, I miss so much. However, I know this is what we all need to do in order to get through this faster. Hopefully, the Corona Cabaret will maybe bring a bit of distraction for you. I was going to sing It's Not Easy Being Green, written by Joseph Raposo, a great songwriter who wrote for Sesame Street, The Electric Company, and several other incredible shows. But I kept getting distracted looking at the same walls of our house day after day. So here's my spin on it. It's not easy to quarantine. It's not that easy, quarantine. Having to spend each day inside 'cause of COVID-19. You may think it could be nicer being at a show or at a beach, but we can't do stuff like that. It's not easy to quarantine. We don't have enough toilet paper, so it seems. Some people tend to pass it over, like it's no big deal that they make others get sick and then make them die. So why don't you just quarantine? Binge watch more stuff on your own electronic screen. And soon this will be gone like a blur, no more concern. We'll flatten the curve. Do. It could make you wonder why, but why wonder, I'll quarantine. And that's what I have to do, and it's what you should do too. My voice teacher has been wanting me to sing It's Not Easy Being Green for a while, but I couldn't help redoing the lyrics for our current situation. Sorry, Julia, I'll sing the real lyrics when we're out of quarantine. I'm sure our first guest is very hopeful to be out of quarantine and get back to normal soon so he can make his Broadway debut in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Hi, Gabe!
Hi, Joshua!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good as well. How's the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, you know, the downside to it was I was going to make my Broadway debut in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child a couple weeks ago, but obviously that got delayed. But other than that, I'm hanging on there, you know.
That's good. Has anything positive happened as a result of staying home?
Well, yeah, the upside to staying home constantly is since I was in Medea at BAM in Brooklyn, I wasn't spending much time with my family because my grandma was down there with me. So now I have a couple months to hang out with my family, so that is a lot better now.
Oh, well, that's great!
Yeah.
Oh, and what song are you going to be singing today, and why did you choose it?
I'm going to be singing Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz, and I chose that song because it's particularly good for this specific time due to COVID-19, because it shows that eventually all of this will clear up and there will be a better world eventually.
That's a perfect message that everyone needs right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's do it.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops is where you'll find me.
Official. I can't wait to see him in Cursed Child. Our next guest was recently traveling the country in the Broadway National Tour of Fiddler on the Roof. I'm excited for you to meet her.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. How's the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, I was on the National Tour of Fiddler on the Roof, but we got sent home 9 weeks early, ending our tour early because of coronavirus, so...
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But has anything positive happened as a result of staying home and not being on tour?
Yeah, I got to see my family and my dog, who I missed a lot, which is great.
Great. And what song are you going to be singing today, and why did you choose it?
I'm singing Out of My Head by Cumin and Diamond because I love that song, and it's just kind of a time to get out of our heads and live in the moment.
That's a really, really good song.
Well, thanks.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Great.
Safety illusions escaped me.
thing. You can follow Carly on Instagram at carly.post13. Thank you so much to my amazing guests. In addition to our Broadway, TV, and film guests like Ethan Carly, I'm excited to feature more students from around the world in future episodes. If you're a student whose show is canceled or postponed and you want a chance to sing on our show, send us an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a video up to 60 seconds long. We hope to show your talents off to the world. Our plan is to air these On With The Show segments every Monday. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Gabe Amoroso and Carly Post. Thank you so much for watching, and let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.